expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on the Laura Meeks Show.
Hey, this is Laura Meeks. Yay! Live from my studios about 90 miles east of Burbank, I come to you today. And today's question is, who the hell do you think you are? This question has come up in my life in a number of ways, and in both in business and in others. And as I was preparing for the show, I thought, sometimes it's just questions like that that really cut to the chase. So I want to use that as my background. But first, I got to tell you a story. This I thought was kind of interesting. I was downtown LA with my brother, and we were working on a project. We decided to go outside, and because we wanted to get something to eat. So there was this like food truck outside. So we went out and we got ourselves something to eat, a little burger. And while we were there, this guy walks up like in the orange robe, like a Thai monk or a Tibetan monk. Comes up to the food truck, and it's like, whoa, this will be interesting. And he orders like a full size hamburger, and we're like, wow, I thought they were vegan. I didn't know. So the monk orders this thing, and the guy makes a hamburger, and he gives it to the monk. The monk gives him $20. Then the guy who runs the food cart takes that $20 bill and he puts it into the till, shuts the door, and turns around. And he starts working on another hamburger. And the monk is like, oh, hey, wait a sec. The guy turns around and goes, yeah, what's the deal? And he goes, well, hey, I think I'm due for some change here. And then the guy says, I thought it was funny. He puts his hands together and he says, ah, change comes from within. I thought that was funny. Nothing like a little spiritual humor. As a business owner, again, there's a lot of things that happen when you're dealing in life and you're working day to day to try to make things happen. And every once in a while, as I'm listening to my thoughts, which is an important part of this growth process, is noticing what you're noticing. Every once in a while, I will hear myself reverting back to an old paradigm, and that question comes blaring in. Who the hell do you think you are? Now, what's interesting about that, oh, by the way, fly high living. One of the things I always like to do is introduce myself as, and it's funny, this is Laura Meeks, and my brand is Fly High Living, but it's funny, very often I start my conversation with hi, and it wasn't until later that I realized that hi, like H-I-G-H, fits into Fly High Living. So hi in the ultimate sense. This is Laura Meeks on Transformation Talk Radio, where you come to be transformed. So we're going to talk about this question. And one of the things that I think is interesting about that question is that when you ask that question, either to yourself or someone actually comes up and asks you that question, then part of what happens is I want you to pay attention to what happens to you inside. Does that bring out insecurity? Like, I thought I knew what I was doing. I think I know what I'm doing. Or does it bring like, who do you think you are? I mean, do you not, I like this when you're somewhere out in the world and they go, don't you know who I am? It's like, that should be kind of your answer. So in the land of how you react to this question, who the hell do you think you are? You can either cower down or you can actually take it as a positive moment. Now, one of the things that I find interesting I have a screensaver on my computer over here, and the screensaver is this little kitten that's looking into a puddle of water and seeing her reflection. But her reflection is a lion. So, and I've seen it with dogs being German Shepherds. There's a lot of different variations on that. But part of the reason that I bring that up is because I think that has to kind of be your guiding value when you answer the question, who the hell do you think you are? Now, one of the things I think is important is fly high living. Fly high living is the art of being the best person that you can imagine yourself to be. And I say it that way because imagine means you need to use your imagination. Now, we've all been given 5 physical senses that we can touch, feel, and see the world, the physical world, but we also have 6 mental capacities, and imagination is one of those 6. And it's a very, very important tool for us to use as we move forward, because part of how you answer that question has to do with how you would imagine yourself. Now, I was just sharing with Kat, I went up to Vancouver, British Columbia this weekend to see my 2.5-year-old granddaughter. And talk about imagination. At 2.5, you have an incredible imagination tool in front of you, and they are very adept at using it. We had discussions with Elmo. We had discussions with Bunny Rabbit. We talked to the birds in the park. We used our imagination for days, and it's important that you recapture that, because part of what I found is as you go on, the world, your parents, your teachers, your mentors, they all want you to get into this mythical real world and get your head out of the clouds so that you can get back here. And I'm here to tell you that that's not actually good advice. I think you do need to have a great imagination when you're asking that question. Now, I want you to imagine with me, I have some really interesting examples. So I want you to imagine with me, it's 1959. We're going to go back to 1959. We're in a room and there's a little young girl is on the floor. She's 8 years old. And her uncle comes up to her and asks her, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she looks up and she says, I want to be an astronaut. Now, this guy, uncle, 1959, he's thinking to himself, who the hell does she think she is? Girls can't be astronauts since 1959. Now, here's the interesting ending. That young girl is Sally Ride. She was born in 1951. In 1983, she rode on the Space Shuttle Challenger, and she became the first American woman in space and the 3rd woman in space for the globe, for the Earth. So when asked that question, who the hell do you think you are? She can say, I'm Sally Ride, the first American woman in space. That's who the hell I am. Now, I find that was an interesting example, because I think women, ladies, we have grown up with some stereotypes, and sometimes it's not thought that we could be an astronaut, and I think you can relate to that. Now, I want to take you on another quick adventure. We're going to go to Switzerland. Okay, it is 1899. They have just invented the Zeppelin, which is a bigger version of that balloon behind us. In Switzerland at the time, people are traveling around on the railroad and on horses. And we are going to walk into a cafe and we are going to sit down with this young college graduate, 1899. So we sit down with this college graduate and we ask him, hey, you know, what's going on in your life? And he responds and he says, hey, I have to tell you that I'm in dire straits. My father thinks I'm a failure. And I left and got a job as an insurance agent. I've left that job. It didn't work out. I'm in the patent office. But my real desire is to work in physics. Now we're thinking, whoa, you know, who the hell do you think you are? You're a college age kid. You're working in a patent office. Who could you be? Well, it turns out his first name is Albert. His last name is Einstein. And it turns out that he did turn his physics into a career, and he came up with the theory of relativity and the famous E equals MC squared. So when asked that question, he can say, who the hell am I? I'm Albert Einstein. Now, the reason I want you to think about this is because when you're in that coffee shop and somebody comes up to you and asks you, who the hell are you? Do you look back at your failure, or do you use your imagination and look forward and say, who the hell am I? I'm the first woman in space. I'm the inventor of the theory of relativity. That's who I am. When we come back, I'm going to talk about how this all fits into the theory of how the world works. And I have this really interesting analogy of colliders. So stick with me. This is Laura Meeks. I'm on Transformational Talk Radio today, as are you. And I will see you right back here in just a minute.
To the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Laura Meeks, I am welcome back. You're back. I have my own little applause meter here. Welcome back. This is Laura Meeks. I'm on Transformation Talk Radio. This is the place where you can come and get some transformative ideas, not only from me, but from a host of other people. And so I welcome you here today on Wednesday, and you're listening to the Laura Meeks Show, and I'm Laura Meeks. So before the break, one of the things that we were talking about was this idea of who the hell do you think you are, and then how do you respond to that? Now, one of the things that I want to chat about is I do think that many of us need an update to our personal software. I'm going to come at it from this point of view. I do know that when we all get here to the earth, that there is this, in some regard, I won't say it's completely this way, but in some regard, you're an empty slate. And then your parents, your teachers, and everybody teach you about how the world works. I call that process, or the thing that you end up with, is your paradigm, the how does the world work paradigm. And I think there needs to be a spot in your life where you update that model, because I want to go back to my high school event, because this is where I really felt like I was led astray, and you might have felt the same way, is that as a 10th grader, take you back to 75, I was the 10th grader. Well, no, I take it back. It must have been earlier than that. 70, I would have been a 10th grader. And in 10th grade, I thought, you know, this is so great because I got 3 years to go. You know, 2.5, 3 years to go. I got 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. And then it's over. Then it's it. I graduate. And so for 3 years, you know, I'm thinking, okay, one year to go. I got 6 months to go. And now I'm coming up on graduation. So graduation comes, and we get the packet from the school for the invitations, and it's inviting people to commencement. Now, I'm thinking to myself, well, this must be, you know, a Latin word for graduation or something that we don't know yet. But whatever. To me, it was graduation, the ending of this whole thing that, you know, as soon as I graduate, it's over. No more tests, no more papers, no more bosses. No, this is going to be great. I'm ready to go to graduation. So we're sitting in there at graduation. The headmaster comes up and he says, oh, you know, students, this is a great time in life. And this is the start of a whole new thing. And I'm thinking, wait a second. I'm here to end something. I'm not here to start something. And that's kind of the thing that I thought, wow, you know, this is not fair. I've been looking forward to the ending, and now he's telling me there's another beginning and another beginning. So the update to your software is that although in high school I felt like graduation was my destination, that after destination I would, you know, live on easy street and just coast as an adult for the rest of my life. Turns out life doesn't work that way. It turns out that life is a continual process of getting to a graduation, starting again and going higher. So in the land of fly high living, one of the things I know is that life is very much like an upward spiral. So I came up with this great analogy in life, and this is from my glider, flying gliders world. So here's my analogy. Life is very much a series of events where you're reaching some level, and then you're going to go higher, then you're going to go higher, then you're going to go higher. So it's a kind of an upward ending spiral. And I thought, ooh, upward ending spiral. I know where that happens. That happens in gliding. So here's my quick analogy for gliding. In life and in gliding, in gliders, you can't, it has no engine. The glider has no engine, right? So you may not be familiar, but it has no engine. So to get up to an altitude where I can actually stay flying, I have to get towed up. And that's very much like life. That's why you're here in Transformation Talk Radio, is to get ideas, to get you up to an altitude. So we need other people in our life. And we need those people to help give us a lift or a tow up to an altitude where we can continue to fly. Now, the next interesting thing is that once you get to altitude and you release from the tow plane, your next quest is to stay in the air. And to do that, you have to find some lift. Now, the interesting thing about lift is you can't see it, just like in life. You don't know where lift is going to come. So you have to actually hunt around. You have to talk to different people and experience life until you find somebody who is going to lift you up. And then what you want to do is you want to spiral in. In other words, you want to stay in that little arena where you're getting lift. So part of the choice in life is to go out and to find people and situations that lift you up. Now, the interesting thing about gliders is you're either going up or you're going down. There's very few times where you're just stable at an altitude. And so what that means is that once you find some lift, you have to be prepared. That's going to end eventually, and you're going to have to be prepared to go find more lift. But if you don't find lift, that means that you are dropping. And all of us experience this dip as a form of depression or doubt or worry or fear. Those things come into our lives. Now, the solution is to keep hunting for lift and then get in the lift and stay there. But another lesson that I learned is that if you don't find lift, if you stop looking for lift, you have to be prepared to land. Because if you're just out hunting and you're not paying attention, you're going to crash into the rocks. So there does come a time in a glider scenario where you actually stop looking for lift and start looking for a safe place to land. The beauty is that if you're thinking about life and the things that are going on in your life and you get depressed, you can look for a place where you can get a safe landing, because if you land safely, you can get towed back up and start all over again. It's only when you just crash in, that's where it gets really interesting. So when asked, who the hell do you think you are? That may tick you into a depressing, into a downdraft. But part of getting out of that downdraft is to find somebody to say, hey, who the hell am I? You know, I'm the person that graduated from high school. I'm the person that got this job. I'm the person that had this child. I'm the person that did all these things. It's once you start doing that, that you start coming back up. Now, one of the things that I do know about life is that life is about being happy. Again, I want to update your software. It's not a destination. So one of the things that I found in life is that the goal, the purpose, well, let me put it even into these terms. First of all, you have to realize that you're a spiritual being in a body, not a body having a spiritual experience. You're not an earthling having a spiritual experience. Your spirit, and your spirit knows where you want to go. And because your spirit knows where you want to go, you have an internal compass. And that internal compass is triggered by happiness and joy. So what the goal is to find those little nuggets of happiness and joy so that you can figure out where it is that you want to go. Now, I want to take you on one other quick little adventure before I end this segment, and that is I want you to come back with me to 1997. We are in a restaurant, and we are about to attend, we are in a restaurant with a young woman who is about to attend a book signing. So we sit down, and she seems really nervous, so we ask her about her life, and she says this. She says, my life is a failure. Everybody's like, what? And she goes, yeah, listen, I had an early marriage. It didn't work out. I had a child. I became a single mother. And ever since then, I have been jobless. And I live here in Britain. And I am as close to homelessness as anybody can get. My fears of being a failure, my parents' fears of me being a failure have come to fruition. I really feel like an epic failure. The only thing that I have going for me is I had this story in my brain and I wrote a book. They're going to publish the book and I'm going to go to this book signing, but I'm not sure if this is going to help me at all. I really feel down and low. Now, we ask from our visual point of view, wow, here's a homeless single mother. Who the hell does she think she is? Well, it turns out that she is J.K. Rowling. That's who she is. It turns out she is the first billionaire author of the Harry Potter series. And her love of writing took her forward to a world that had an abundance of money and an abundance of security. Now, the reason I bring that up is because all of these little stories, what I want you to take out of this is that J.K. Rowling found a nugget of happiness, and that was writing a book. And from that nugget of writing, she went on. So the question when people ask you, who the hell do you think you are? I want you to not think about I was a single mother. I want you to think about I'm a story writer. Use your imagination to go out into the future. When I come back, we are going to talk. We're going to take a short break here. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about how we can expand on this idea of making this a great ending to the question, who the hell do I think I am? This is Laura Meeks. We'll be right back.
Want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back. This is Laura Meeks, and you're listening to Laura Meeks on the Transformation Talk Radio. This is a place where you can come and get some ideas on how you can transform your life. And specifically here on Laura Meeks Show, we are talking about fly high living. That's why we have this graphic in the background, and it is all about becoming the best you that you can imagine. I want you to fly high. My theory is dream on, use your dreams to propel you up, fly as high as you can. Do the things you need to do to get to altitude and live adventurously. That's how I live my life. in the last thing we were talking about, I ended it with J.K. Rowling and the fact that although very often in this, when you take a look at somebody's story of life, and part of what I want to get across to you today is that when somebody comes up to you, or you feel your own mind asking the question, who the hell do you think you are? You have to have an answer for that. And I'm telling you, don't go to your past to answer that question. Go to your future to answer that question. You want to talk about the you you're going to be, not the you that you were. And you know, we've already talked about Albert Einstein, J.K. Rowling, bad marriage, single mother, almost penniless, and then she writes the book. And part of what I want to talk about in this segment is how we get those little nuggets. How do we find happiness? One of the things I talked about last segment was the fact that you come to this earth, your soul comes to earth with a compass inside, in flying lingo. There's a compass tells you which way to go. And that compass is joy and happiness. If you follow the things that make you joyful and happy, those are the things that are going to create the life that you want to live. That's going to help us get to the fly high living. That's how that works. Now, one of the things I want to share with you is a little bit of my story on how that worked for me, because part of what you're going to find is the compass doesn't lead you to a bonfire of happiness. Your compass is going to lead you to a little nugget, a little glowing nugget of happiness. And part of that means that you're going to have to take that nugget and put some kindling and some other things and blow on it so that you can turn it into a bonfire of passion, and so that we can use that bonfire to make our balloon go way up into fly high living. Now, one of the things, here's how it worked in my life. As a 15-year-old, I was sitting in we grew up in rural Minnesota, and we had a big field of grass, and my little brother and I would sit outside on our backs looking up at the sky and looking at the clouds, you know, trying to figure out what they look like and all that. And one of the things that I noticed at age 15 was that airplanes were flying over our house into Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. And so part of what I crafted, my little joy meter ticked on that idea of flying. And I thought, wow, you know, flying, that could be fun. That might be really fun. Now, interesting, my experience of flying up to that point, I had flown once or twice by age of 15 on the airlines. And here's what I knew. One, I was tired of the rural life, and I wanted to get to the big city and see all the good things that were going to happen. And so I was trying to figure out how could I get out of Minnesota and do that. And when I saw the airplanes fly overhead, I thought, oh my God, that's how I can do it. If I learned to fly, that would work. Now, as I was thinking about flying, I was thinking about the airport. Now, airports in those days were like museums. They had beautiful restaurants and beautiful gift shops, and everybody dressed up to go flying. It was like a big to do. And so I was thinking, well, I could work in a factory, or if I were to fly, I'd have one of those cool uniforms. I'd be working in these airports, and they have marble and chandeliers and great restaurants. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's what I want to do. There's the nugget. That's the little nugget. Now, the question is how do you turn that nugget into a bonfire? Well, part of the way that you do that, turn that nugget into a bonfire, is that you start stoking the fire and keeping it active. And so to do that, one of the things I did, my mother was a voracious reader, and she loved to go to the library. So I went to the library with her specifically to expand my idea of what flying was about, because truthfully, you know, 15, 16 years old, I didn't know that much about it. So when I was in the library, I could get really interesting magazines like Aviation and Space Technology, which was like this industrial magazine about flying and military airplanes. I really didn't understand much of anything that they were saying, but it had cool pictures of airplanes, and that stoked me up. That stoked my fire. Flying Magazine, which is a general aviation little airplane magazine, had a lot of really cool pictures and articles that I could understand. And then the other thing I learned is it's before the internet was invented, you had to go to this library place. And in the library, I found out that all the cool flying books were in section, this is Dewey Decimal System, 628, 629 was where all the flying books were. So all of a sudden, no matter what library I was in the world, I could go to 628 and find all the flying magazines. What that did is that allowed me to get excited, continually get excited and build a bigger, I could use my imagination to build a bigger idea of what that could be. And the more I did it, the more I liked it. And that's part of how this works, is you're going to find something that you like and you follow it. And if it's getting bigger and bigger, then your compass is on the right track. Now, it turns out at age 17, I was so stoked by age 17 that I borrowed some money from my mother and I took flying lessons. At age 18, I actually got my flying license and I started down my career to go into the flying game. But part of what I want to also tell you is that reading was not enough. One of the other things that you have to know is you have to take some action to step towards your goal. So for me, that meant I used to ride my bike about 10 miles out to Flying Cloud Field in Minneapolis, and I would watch these guys come out of the building, walk around the little airplane, do their pre-flight, crawl in, start, you know, they'd yell clear and then start their engine, and then they'd go out and taxi and take off and fly around. And while I was there, I imagined myself doing all those things and actually being in the airplane taking off. So when you get to that spot of asking yourself, who the hell do I think I am? You're starting a new career. You're starting a new job. You're starting a new family, starting a new relationship. Who you're going to get to that doubtful state of, who the hell do I think I am? Think forward. Use your imagination. You're the person that's going to build a great relationship. You're the person that's working on your health. Those are the things that you're working on. Now, I want to take you on another little trip. Imagine that we are in Chicago. The year is 1984. We're sitting in another restaurant. There's another young woman. She's crying again. We're going to ask her about her life. And it turns out this woman says, hey, I'm an African-American woman. I was born in Mississippi to a really poor mother. My mother was a maid. We traveled all around. She was trying to earn a living as a maid often. I was sent to my grandparents' house because my mom couldn't afford to keep me and feed me in the house. So I spent a lot of time away from home. As I grew up through high school, I decided that I was really good at being on, I liked the attention of being on in center stage. So I started doing some speeches in high school and I won a speaking award, which got me to Tennessee State University. From there, I got a job. I graduated. I went to Chicago and I got a job in TV. The reason I'm crying is because I just got my first talk show host job and I just got let go. I had three shows and the producer came to me and said, you know, the problem that you have is you're getting too involved with the people that you're interviewing. And it's not working out. So you ask yourself, who is this previously homeless African-American woman? Turns out her original name was Orpha, but it got mashed up enough until she became known as Oprah. Oprah Winfrey, that's who she is. And she turns out to be the actress, producer, best, most award-winning talk show host, and the first African-American multi-billionaire. So when people asked her, who the hell does she think she is? She might have been tempted early on to say, I'm just trying to get a start in TV. But now she can say, who the hell am I? I am Oprah Winfrey. That's who the hell I am. So as you go out into the world, I want you to look into the mirror and I want you to wake up in the morning and ask yourself, who the hell do you think you are? And I want your answer to be I'm an award-winning speaker. I am the best mother on earth. I am the healthiest hiker I know. I am the best friend that I know. That's who the hell I am. Now, before I go, I just wanted to let you know, before we cut to break, if anything that I'm talking about is of exciting interest to you, I have a website, Laura Meeks. My website is flyhighliving.com, flyhighliving.com. And you can reach me at laura@flyhighliving.com, or you can call my phone right over there in my studio here east of Burbank at 888-666-1570. When we come back, we're going to end the show with some interesting stuff about people who found success a little bit later in life. So if you're feeling like you may be too old, stick around. I've got some interesting things to talk about when we come back. This is Laura Meeks, and I'm on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedman's breakthrough program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedman's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedman enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit theempowermentsolution.com and find out how his breakthrough program can help you transform your life.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Laura Meeks, welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. This is Laura on the Laura Meeks Show. It's Wednesday and we are having a great time. Topic of the day, who the hell do you think you are? Sometimes I started with the idea that sometimes I could bring in fear and sometimes I could bring in joy. I'm going to get you over to the joy side. One of the things that we were talking about is the fact that you are here on Earth to find the joy and the happiness, and that you have this internal compass. And then the fact is it's going to, the compass is going to lead you to a little nugget that you're going to have to work on building into a passion. Some people always wonder, well, why do some people are born with a passion? Some people are not. Everybody is born with passion. It's just some people learn how to build the fire quickly. And that's part of what I want you to think about. If your nugget tells you, if your little compass tells you that you like children, that's the nugget. Now the question is, what do you like about children? And start following that. Maybe you like caring for children. Maybe you like teaching children. Maybe you like helping children with cancer. Maybe you like helping kids who have a disability. Whatever the piece is, you want to keep following that and like going to the library and talking to other people and getting around the people that you think you want to be like is where you're going to build that fire into a passion. You know, when I was flying, believe it or not, I would like to think that I just got my license at 18 and then I just went into flying for a living. But I have to tell you, and this is a whole nother radio show, but it took 15 years from the time that I got my flying license till the time I was earning a living flying airplanes, 15 years. And that has, but a lot of that was just building the nuggets. Now, as we go into this last section, one of the things that I find is that often when this question comes up, you may be in your wisdom years, maybe, what do I call it? I'm 64 and I've had a number of careers, and then when people, if I was to say, hey, I'm going to be I'm a world-class speaker and a coach, and people say, who the hell do you think you are? You're 64. How are you ever going to do that? I want to aim you at some ideas, because if you haven't been around, then I want you to know that there are a number of people who got a late start in life, and that is absolutely no excuse. I've had a full career as a pilot. I had a full career for 18 years in business and was very successful. Now I have a whole nother full career on the radio and coaching and public speaking. So you're never too late to start. So here's a couple common ones. Ray Kroc, who started McDonald's. He did not start McDonald's until he was 52. Colonel Sanders did not start Kentucky Fried Chicken until he was 62. So he was just about my age. This one I thought was interesting. Laura Ingalls Wilder, I don't know, I was in fourth grade when we read Little House on the Prairie. I found this interesting. Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote that series. She started that series when she was 65, a year older than me. And she ended the series when she was 75. It took her 10 years to write all those books. I found this woman named Gladys Burrell. She just finished the Hawaiian Marathon, first time marathoner at age 86. Another one that this is the story that I really like, Susan Boyle. If you ever saw her years ago, Britain's Got Talent, she comes out onto the stage. And honestly, for me, I don't mean this as a negative, but she kind of looked like a frumpy housewife coming out. And I think everybody was kind of surprised, because when she started to sing, she was a real songbird. She was 47 when she was on that show. That was her first real big singing thing. And she went on to an incredible career. For Harry Potter fans, Alan Rickman, who was Professor Snape, that was his very first big acting role at age 42. So one of the things that I wanted to aim you at is that you're never too late. Somebody asked me the other day, how do you know when your purpose or your mission here on Earth is fulfilled? When have you reached your potential? When have you reached your highest altitude as a fly high liver? And my answer is easy. If you're still alive, you haven't reached it yet, because there's always something above you that you can do. Now, one of the things that I think was interesting when I take a look at my career, is that I do think, and we were talking about updating your software in your brain. So we had these paradigms of how the world works, and that there was a destination that you were going to get there, and then coast, you know, it was happily ever after. You reached Easy Street. That we all know that that doesn't happen. This is an ever increasing thing. You can fly as high as you want, and there's always something higher above you. The other thing that I found out is happiness is something that you get first. First, you become happy, you be happy, and then you become something. Now, almost everybody starts out with the paradigm from their parents that what you do is the thing that makes you happy. In other words, in my era, it was very common to say that if you were going to be a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist or some profession like that, that that had some secure money tied to it, and that that secure money was going to make you happy. You're going to marry this guy. He's going to make you happy. Once you get fit and you can run a marathon, you're going to be happy. And I'm here to tell you that that's just backwards. What happens in life, and this is why you have to follow that internal compass that leads you to joy and happiness, is because what you're looking for is you want to be happy, follow your happy, and do the things that make you happy. Because once you're happy, the things you're doing, you're going to do well, and that's going to create a profession for you. So I've met a number of doctors who thought that they were going to be happy after going through all the, you know, school and residency and all that, you know, the 15 years into it. And then they realized, this is not making me happy. I don't like doctoring. Well, that's because they were following the money. They were following common hour thinking towards, if you get this, you will be happy. And so what I'm aiming you at is, think about this today as you're walking around. See if you can identify things that are going to make you happy. Because I have found in my life that it is following those things that made it all work out. A quick story from my life to illustrate that. At age 30, it took 15 years. At age 30, I was actually flying airplanes for a living. I had reached my goal. So at age 30, there I was on the island of Guam, which is a virtual paradise. I was recently married to my soulmate. We had three kids between us. Every opportunity on earth was in front of me. At that time, I was a white male, college-educated pilot and officer in the U.S. Air Force and living in America. And there's no better spot for me. But what's interesting is that then I realized that I had another lesson to learn. And 2 years after that, I got a diagnosis. And the diagnosis wasn't cancer. It was that I was transgender. Now, the interesting thing about that diagnosis was is that all the opportunity that I thought that I had looked like I was going to lose. That was a perception that I had, that I was going to lose all of that. But part of what I want to aim you at is that part of when you answer this question, who the hell am I, is going to come from your ability to accept who you are. So part of that question, who the hell am I, has kind of this, I don't know, I'm not sure. If you're not sure, then you're not going to have quite the answer. If you are sure, then it gets better. So I had a transformative episode, and the short ending of this episode was that I was in traffic in Washington, D.C., six lanes, totally stopped. I was going through a real huge struggle as to what I was going to do, because if I follow this, I am transgender. I'm a transgender woman. I felt like I was going to lose everything. The transformative happening happened when I looked in the mirror. So you're going to look in the mirror. I took the mirror in my car and I turned it towards me, and I looked around to make sure that there was no one in the car with me. And I verbally said this, Laura, you're a transgender woman and I love you. it was that moment that the calm came over me. The calm that came from self-acceptance that this is who I am. And from that moment on, my life totally changed because I didn't lose anything. I kept my job, kept my careers, kept flying, had kids. I didn't lose my family. All of that happened because I accepted myself for who I am. So when you go into that mirror and you look in the mirror, I want you to look in and ask yourself, who the hell do I think I am? And I want you to look in the mirror and say, I am a superstar. That's who I am. This is Laura Meeks. I hope that does brings you some new knowledge and some new ideas to think about. This is Transformation Talk Radio, Laura Meeks Show, and I will see you in 2 weeks right here again on Transformation Talk Radio. Until then, dream on, fly high, live adventurously.
You've been listening to The Laura Meeks Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.